Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:32. And 5 seconds to go right along with it, Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Pete Kennedy, they on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666 for about a 90-minute Thursday schmooze, right up until your NFL at 8 o'clock, right here on your fan. New York City.
You know, I got to see results down here. You know, in order to go up there and try to help those guys, I'm going to have to, you know, show that I can be productive. Been a while, so, you know, I got here so early that I was just counting down the minutes, wanting to get it going.
In the air, a deep left field. Back goes Headley, looking up. Drives one down the right field line toward the corner, and it's out of here!
For me, I have to really, not necessarily temper expectations, but be realistic about, you know, the process.
And Wright launches one. Deep left field. This one's going to tie it up. Drives one to center field. Back goes Upton, looking up at the wall. It's out of here! David Wright ties the game! Tough play here. Wright over the shoulder. Makes the sliding catch. Tremendous play by David Wright.
He played five innings, went 0-for-3, two strikeouts, a pop-up, came out of it feeling really good. So we're going to evaluate him when he comes in tomorrow and see what the next step is.
David drives one to deep left field, way back there and out of here, second deck.
I wouldn't be, you know, out here, you know, in 95 degree sunny Florida, you know, dripping sweat if I didn't think that I could, you know, make it back.
Hits one to deep left field. That is gone. David Wright brings himself back into the lineup with thunder.
Based on his career accomplishments for this franchise and how hard he's worked over the past 2 years, David has earned the opportunity to return to the major league field.
David is worth whatever anybody has to go through. He's been such a good part of this organization, and we're willing to go through anything for him to get to where he needs to be.
The love and the support that I've received from inside the organization, outside the organization, has been first class, and words can't express the gratitude that I have for everybody. And I really mean that, and I really appreciate that.
If words can express, David Wright will express them, as classy as can be. David Wright, number 5 in your program, number 1 in your heart. He'll be activated September 25th. You know from this, he'll start at third base on the 29th versus the Fish. You know from that. Ironic it is that the face and the heart of the team was so betrayed by other body parts. He didn't need any surgery for his will. None at all. Or his determination, his battle. A battle he wins. You hear that, David Wright? You won. You won this battle against the odds. He is making it back, and if it's only for one at-bat, good enough. If it's only for one game, good enough. And back he'll be again, September 25, activated, and on the 29th over there at third base. I would imagine that on that day, with David Wright in the lineup playing third, that City Morgue becomes City Field. And back he's going to be going out on his own terms. Jeff Wilpon, kudos to you today. He spoke, you might have heard, and said as well as can be said all the right things about David. And of course, David didn't have to use the word retire. We know that. You know that. Because that's between him, the team, and insurance. And frankly, my dear, it's not that important. And really, none of our business. You could say, and few of any age would argue, that David Wright of the New York Metropolitans was as classy as any athlete to grace a New York playing field. And do we think, by the way, that the jersey, the number, should be retired? Well, what do you think? Absolutely yes. End of story. Yes, also, we did shower today, but what is it that odor Rizzy we detect? I think it's been detected as stink and stank and sinking. If some can go up the down staircase, you suppose you can't go down the up staircase. 90 wins with the arrow pointing south. And this has to be said with the arrow pointing south. If not careful, the arrow will be pointing west. Right now, they are looking like you're more prone to call a priest instead of Ticketmaster. Right now, it's looking more like a team with the RBI replaced by the RIP. 7-9 in their last 16, 4-5 on that wonderful road trip. 18-13 in their last 31, 40-34 in their last 71. Since September 1, 5-6, 11 games, with a team batting average in these 11 games, sort of like what Sanchez is hitting, although a little above that, it's 194. 67 hits, 95 Ks. Is anybody surprised? I don't think so. Urgency, energy, a heartbeat. Where? Somebody show me where it can be found. Anybody know? Let me know. What is it? Coming up a little after 7, B.J. Hill, number 95 in your program. B.J. Hill, of course, a third-round draft choice in your 2018 draft with the New York Football Giants. And, of course, his defense, he had four tackles and his unit, especially in the second half, keeping the Giants in striking distance on Sunday. But Eli, as we all know, had trouble throwing strikes. The Giants' defense could not overcome penalties. And you know who we're talking about, the turnstile on the right side of that OL. The Giants' defense played so well in the second half, but what else? On the other side of the ball, I think we had some issues. The Giants' defense could not overcome the penalties, the drops, the pick for the six, the overthrows, and even the two-point conversion miss, with the Barkley still catching his breath after 68 yards. And catching, if you're a Giant fan, you would love to see from Ingram once in your lifetime holding onto the football. And he had how many drops already? And then there was Shepard with a drop as well late in that game. But defense in that second half forcing, as everybody knows, 7 punts, which turned out to be one too many for hands of clay. However, coming up, oh, listen, you know as well as I what's coming up for the New York Football Giants. A date with America's team. And where is Dez? I'm looking around. I don't see him. I think I saw him on Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns. He was sitting at a table with Hugh Jackson. Where is Dez? And where is Jason? Jason is now wearing a suit and tie. The networks can't hire enough of those guys retiring from America's team because we see Troy all the time. And now we're going to see, and have been, seeing Jason on TV, but he's not there on the field. Well, I guess Dak is going to have to throw to Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams. When we talk with B.J. Hill in a little while, we're going to ask him about his plans to do something like this.
In the gun with a four-man like rush. Right. Prescott
wide open.
Pumps and runs
and
up
he is
and steps
free.
Back and runs
wide
left and
open.
Is sacked and fouls the ball. It's loose at the 15-yard line. And it is recovered by Carolina.
Oh, gee. And to hear these Dallas announcers, they're so, they want to be upbeat and they want to be happy. But they are just so depressed every time. And last week against Carolina, Dak, who so misses Jason right over the middle as his safety valve, and certainly he misses Dez in his prime, and Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams and the others, they're just not, well, they didn't last week as Dak got sacked six times. Of course, listen, the Giants, when we get to B.J. Hill, and first of all, and we'll talk to him about how he can get to Dak and how some of his teammates can get to Dak, because that's going to be very important when we're all watching. Here is the thing. I owe everybody listening right now a major apology, because I made, did I not, and everyone knows from what I'm about to say, I made a New Year's resolution. Yes, yes, on New Year's Eve, we said we would be gentle and kind to America's team. Only maybe the president wants this America to be great. Little political analysis there. Look out. Bottom line is this. I did make the New Year's resolution, and I just broke it. So I apologize to those who wanted me to hold on to that New Year's resolution for an entire year and not do anything like that.
Prescott in the gun. Back to throw. Four-man rush.
Oh,
up the middle. Pressure. He's hit. The ball
Hill.
Floats. And it is intercepted at the 32-yard line. Picked off by Mark Barron. And the Rams have the ball at the Dallas 19.
Oh, that's not good news for those people listening in Dallas on the ranch. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll get to the calls, and everything is in play with the David Wright, with the Yankees already, and with the Giants taking on America's team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.